Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Job was telling his friends to fuck off and I'm good and, you know, like, just whatever, man. Leave me alone.
I don't think he was quite saying all that.
No?
I think he was more like, what do you mean I brought this on myself?
Right,
what?
Right. Fuck off and leave me alone, man. Get off me.
Okay. Sure.
Anyway, he was opining, going on and on about how he didn't do things.
But it was really
Or how, he, to, how he's, you know, not...
He was, okay, he was reproaching his friends according to the headline.
But right.
It was really hard to get all that.
Yeah, no, it was difficult to follow for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was Job chapter 6.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading...
Job chapter 7.
Job chapter 7? All right, let's go do this.
Okay, Job chapter 7.
Okay.
Do not mortals have hard service on earth?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Especially your servants.
Yes, yes.
They have hard service. But then they all died because, you know, God didn't defend you to Satan good enough.
Right.
So, yeah.
Are not their days like those of hired laborers?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, guess everybody works for somebody, right?
I mean...
They are like hired laborers, I suppose.
Everybody got to pay the electric bill? Question mark.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Like a slave longing for the evening shadows.
Because that's when your owner lets you stop working, I guess.
That's what I was thinking. Like, yeah.
That's great.
You know what else they might be longing for?
To not be a slave.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah. That'd be my wish.
That's more their overarching theme,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a hired laborer waiting to be paid. So like a slave longing for evening shadows or a hired laborer waiting to be paid.
All these people that are doing hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have been allotted months of futility and nights of misery may have been assigned to me.
Okay.
Why?
I mean, well, we don't know how long
this friends sat with him for a week. And then they started talking.
Right, but how long did it take to kill all of his livestock and slaves?
Listen to this. While the one guy was telling him, oh, shit.
Oh, that's right. They all showed up at the same fucking time.
While the one was telling him, the next one arrived and was like, ooh, sorry, Gloria, but I've got even worse news.
Maybe with all these long-winded little, you know, diatribes are going on.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a weak percentage or something?
Possibly.
Because he's saying for months this has been happening.
Maybe this is like one epic, you know, just like conversation that's just really slow talking.
Okay, well, that's not what I was led to believe. I'm just telling you that I was led to believe that all this shit went down on the same day, or at least it was all reported to him on the same day.
Right.
Which makes it seem like it was all at once.
But what was the time frame between all those guys telling him that shit and then when he got the boils?
It was the very next day.
Are we sure of that? Did it say the next
day? No, I don't know.
Right? So,
You know what? Okay. Yeah, because Satan was walking the earth again.
Right. Yeah, and God called him back for another conference or whatever,
right? Yeah, yeah. You're right. Okay. All right. So it wasn't the people talking that made it be months long.
It was the time between each horrible... Must be, yeah.
Okay. Trouble.
All that trouble.
Yeah. So he's been allotted months of futility and nights of misery.
Okay.
When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on and I toss and turn till dawn.
Okay.
He's sad. He's bad. He's not even got enough energy to be mad. My body is clothed with worms and scabs.
Man, dude, you should probably get those worms and scabs off you.
I mean, I get the scabs because you a leper.
Right, but yeah. But worms? Why do you got worms on you, man?
That sounds worse. That's gross. I don't think you're supposed to have worms.
They make like bathe or something, you know?
Okay, I know that they have leeches to draw out disease.
He's probably
blood.
Low class. Sorry, that was a reference to the Patreon episode where we discussed low classness.
We decided that we are better judges of who is low class
than the video that said that they knew.
Yeah. But I do think that if you have worms on you,
that's a step too far.
You
maybe.
Might not be low class, but you definitely are walking that line and should get your shit checked.
Yeah, get the worms off, man.
Yeah. Okay, so he says, I got worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. How fast is a weaver's shuttle?
I don't know. I mean, that was those are like the people that are like, you know, weaving, right?
Yeah. So, yes, they are weaving.
I would imagine back then, because there's no like garment machines or anything.
Machines.
Know, they can,
you could just say there were no
machines. Yeah, there was no machines. Right. Yeah. So they're probably pretty good. They're probably fast, you know? That's probably pretty quick.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
I'm watching your fingers move. Like
I'm trying to imagine how quick, you know, your fingers could move.
You looked like you were just trying to count on your fingers, though, over and over again. Remember, oh God. Oh, shit. He's talking to God.
Okay.
He's talking to God now. Remember, oh God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again.
Wow. He's that's
telling God, I'm miserable, you son of a bitch.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. The eye that now sees me will see me no longer. You will look for me, but I will be no more.
He's going to commit suicide?
Maybe?
Is that what he's talking about here?
Or
is he just not finding the favor of God?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
As a cloud vanishes and is gone, so one who goes down to the grave does not return. Unless they're zombies, starring in The Last of Us, which is an excellent show that everyone should watch.
Yes.
Yeah. He will never come to his house again. His place will know him no more.
This sounds awfully morbid.
It does. It sounds like I'm dying. And I can't tell how he feels about it.
We'll have to wait till the long-windedness gets done before we decide, I guess.
Therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul.
Okay.
Okay, he's not quite still cursing God, but...
No, but he's complaining again.
Yeah.
Or still.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he's letting God have it a little bit.
Yeah, he's letting, something have it.
Mm-hmm. Am I the sea or the monster of the deep that you put me under guard?
Okay, like Leviathan?
Right,
yeah.
When I think my bed will comfort me and my couch will ease my complaint, even then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions. I bet that's Satan doing that.
Probably, yeah.
So that I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine.
Wow.
I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning.
This sounds kind of like an affront to God.
Yeah.
To me.
No, it does to me too.
Like you're saying, I don't want this thing you gave me anymore.
Yeah.
No, you're, thanks.
You're being mean at me. It hurts. Stop.
He's not specifically...
He's not
cursing God.
He's not saying, stop, asshole. He's just saying, stop.
Right. Yeah.
So
you are questioning God's decisions here.
You are telling them to lay off.
As far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What is mankind that you make so much of them, that you give them so much attention, that you examine them every morning and test them every moment? Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant? Oh, he's like, put your eye on somebody else. Stop looking at me. Stop.
Is he starting to suspect that he's getting fucked with?
I think he is. He's like, the fuck is going on here?
Right.
I know I'm an upright man. I know I don't deserve this shit.
I don't think this is a fair gauge of somebody who's like staying true to God, in my opinion. Because if you think that you're getting fucked with by a God that's all powerful,
mm-hmm.
why would, like, are you really going to bash that God? Are you going to curse that God?
It taints the results of your survey.
Because what might happen if you did would be more bad, worse shit.
Right.
You know?
See, before he realized he was a control group, now he's aware.
Right.
So now he has spoiled the experiment.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And again,
I mean, that's just science.
Right. I'm just basing this off what he's saying right now. So.
Yeah. If I have sinned, what the fuck have I done to you, you who see everything we do? Okay, I added the F-bomb for newbies that don't know. I sometimes put my own tone and spin on things.
Yes.
But I really think it was appropriate there.
Right.
Why have you made me your target, asshole? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins? For I will soon lie down in the dust. You will search for me, but I'll be no more, bitch. Bye.
He's like, I'm going to stop this suffering one way or the other, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was the end.
Oh.
When I said bye, that was the end.
Gotcha.
He done.
Okay.
Job out.
Yeah. So that sounds very much like he's like, I'm not going to play this game.
Yeah. He's like, I'm about to kill myself unless you tell me, like, what the fuck is going on and why I shouldn't.
Right.
Because you're fucking with me.
But, I mean, isn't suicide an affront to God, specifically?
That I couldn't tell you, because the Bible hasn't been written yet.
Right. But, I mean, I do know that Christians in general.
Right.
But I don't know about Jewish.
But I think that's more a New Testament thing.
You might be right.
Maybe.
You might be right.
I know it's not one of the Ten Commandments, so.
Right.
I don't think it's been addressed up till now.
I thought maybe it was, I can't remember all the Levitical laws, maybe it was
one of the Levitical laws. It might be, but it is for sure a Catholic thing more than a Christian thing.
Okay.
Like, Catholics are, like, real hardcore, like, Okay, like here's a good example. I recently watched the movie Constantine again with my 18-year-old. And that is a great fun movie. If you love Keanu like we do, you need to get up on that. But anyway, the whole beginning part of the movie, Rachel Weisz's character, her twin sister killed herself. And so she cannot be buried in the Catholic graveyard.
Right.
And so Rachel Weisz's character is like, I know my sister, my twin, you know, close to my heart. She would never kill herself.
Right.
And the priest is like, that's what the police report says, though. So sorry. Sorry at ya.
Yeah.
She can't be buried here because that's a mortal sin.
Right.
Right. And it means very much to them to be able to be buried on hallowed ground and on a Catholic lot that has been, you know, blessed by all the fathers or whatever.
Sure.
So that's what I mean when I say it's a Catholic thing more than just a Christian in general thing.
Right.
Because I don't think that Christians have this whole waiting room and different shades of hell and like purgatory and all that. Like,
well, but Christians
in general don't have all that, but Catholics do.
I do know that killing yourself in the Christian world is not looked upon favorably. Not that it ever is looked upon favorably exactly, but like even assisted suicide, that for like somebody who's like going through cancer but or that's something
because,
like that, right?
That's because less the suicide part and more the assistance part. You're murdering them in their view. That's the problem with assisted suicide from a Christian perspective. They're upset about the
murder.
That
wasn't my understanding exactly when Kevorkian was doing his thing back in the 90s. It was more of a religious hang-up on suicide. And yes, the assisted aspect of it, but it was a religious hang-up is what it seemed like to me from what I heard. And again, I'm speaking out of a little bit of ignorance here.
I was going to say,
so
I was
not,
a
I'm
kid.
Not fully, you know, vetted in all the information that was going on at that time. But that was my understanding, is that it felt very religiously.
What years was this?
Oh, I don't remember exactly.
Was it the 90s?
I think it was the 90s, yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure
I would have either still been in high school or like, were you in high school? Do you recall?
I don't recall exactly.
So it either would have been high school or like when I was just out of high school and in the army.
Right.
And so I ran in a very different kind of crowd and life than you did at that point. So my perspective might be way different from yours living it in small town Ohio.
No, definitely.
But from what I recall, and again, I could be completely wrong on this because of where I got my information at that time.
Right.
But what I recall is that the anger was more at the assistance part than in the suicide, and that they were using the suicide to bolster their argument. But their real argument was with Kevorkian himself, not the people that were committing suicide. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
Right.
Be that as it may, he's talking about suicide.
Right.
And wanting to know what the fuck.
Yeah.
So this one was called Job Remonstrates with God.
Okay.
So yeah, he's given God a little bit of verbal what for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Okay. So, all right. Well, that was Job chapter 7.
It was indeed. And I can't say that this story is holding up as good as the Book of Esther.
No, I'm not enjoying it as much, for sure.
I'm not on the edge of my seat. Like, there were some cliffhangers.
Right.
Esther had it good. This one, it's a story. I'll give you that.
It's better than much of the Bible.
It is. I will give you that. Because things are happening. Like, it's not just a report. It's an actual story.
Right, right. And I'm sure, you know, based on what we know of the book, like, there's an actual storyline that's going to amount to something.
Right. It's just that Esther felt more like an actual story. This feels more like a parable with a point.
Sure. Yeah.
Which it is.
No, I agree. I agree.
So, I don't know.
All right. Well, that was Job chapter 7.
Yes. And we'll be back tomorrow with Job chapter 8.
Okay. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.